Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Pat and Heels for Breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
I can tell you where they're racing today, Doomben, for a start. Seven race program there, starting at 1:34. That's why we've got Chris Nelson on the show, as usual. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Heels. And yes, we are racing at Doomben today. And looking out my window now, I can only see blue sky. So that's a positive.
Okay, well, that's outstanding.
In the paper, it's saying soft six still. But
Not far off, Heels, that they have put it up a soft seven this morning, but they are saying there will be an upgrade around race one. So I think we will be racing on a soft six.
Hey, just very quickly, a bit of Queensland interest at Rose Hill on Saturday. We know it's Golden Slipper Day. You're not prepared to stick your neck out yet, but I know Bruce McAvaney is calling it. It could be the best Golden Slipper we've had since the late 60s.
Yeah, it could well be. I mean, there's so many good horses in it. We all focus on Storm Boy in Switzerland, and they both came up with good barrier draws yesterday. So it's hard to go away from those two. But, you know, you're leaving out some other smart types. You know, Traffic Warden's going well, just looking through the field here. Bodyguards, good sort. Hayasugi, of course, won the Blue Diamond. Lady of Camelot was a good thing beaten, I thought, in the Blue Diamond. So is it a two-horse race? You certainly would think so at the moment, but I don't know. I'll delve into it more over the next day or so and give you something a bit more positive on Friday morning.
Yeah, what about Macca? So he's saying, yeah, go back to 69, the showdown between Victoria's freakish colt Vane and the New South Welsh brilliant filly Special Girl. He's great. And he's obviously researched all this. It's great. But, yeah, look, it is exciting. We'll talk about this. But of course, the Queensland interest on Common James, as you said, you had Matty Hoisted on your show.
Yeah, we had Matty Hoisted on the show last week or last Friday, and Uncommon James will go around in the Galaxy, the Group 1 Galaxy. It's a pretty good race. I mean, you're looking at the likes of Passive Aggressive, Private Eye, King of Sparta. Sunshine in Paris is down there. Whether she'll resume or not remains to be seen. Osmosis is burning up the track at the moment. A really, really good race. So he'll need to bring his A game, but no doubt he will.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about Doomben this afternoon?
Tony Gollan mustn't have any floats left. They're all at Doomben.
Well, he's only got to walk them
across. He's only got to walk them over the road.
That's why he's had to start at Eagle Farm, I reckon. He's had to stable these too many horses. There's four in race five and three in race six.
Sometimes I wonder how he must be putting two in a stable, I think, the way he's going at the moment. He's got so many horses, but no, he's going along beautifully. And I think one of his is the best bet of the day, and that's race five, number 14, Veloce, who was very impressive, I thought, on debut. Drew a wide gate, drew 13 of 14 here 2 weeks ago, straight out the back, flopped out the back, settled in the last couple, and then made good ground all the way home, ran second, was beaten 1.5 lengths. A very good effort, I thought, considering that barrier draw. So a lot of ticks today. Better draw, will settle closer, has that race experience, drops in weight. Ange Jones will ride, so we lose nothing there, and it's not a strong field. So I think should be breaking through today. Race five, number 14. Mm-hmm. Couple of others. We'll go to race six, horse number 12. I think there's two chances here. Three at most. I think Exceed Speed, number one. West Oak, number eight,'s got some chance. But I like number 12, Araminta. Five starts, three placings, two runs this time in. A third at Gatton first up was good. Then came to Doomben last time out and just got trapped along the fence section there. Didn't get a lot of room in the straight, but she was finishing off nicely late. That was 1,200. I think she's looking for further now. She gets to 1,350. Sammy Collett, who's riding so well, as we know, mm-hmm. will ride from a good gate. And I think Araminta will get her chance each way. So race six, number 12. And I'm going to go all the way back, guys, here to race one. Now, I think it was you and I on Saturday, Heels, that were cheering home Bella Tavachi. I'm not sure. It was either you or me and Sam Highland. I can't remember now. But anyway, I thought it was very disappointing. And here she is. She backs up over 2,000 metres. She has got no form over 2,000 metres. I thought she had every chance Saturday and she's favourite. So I don't think she can win. I think number one can win, gripping at a better price, in form, going for three straight, gets the claim and will run the trip out strongly. So we'll take on the favourite and go with race one, number one, gripping.
All right, bit of value there at $5. And we'll leave you to ponder your slipper tip and we'll chat on Friday morning.
Thanks, Chris.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a good day.
Chris Nelson there for free and confidential support, though. Remember, visit the gambling help online.org.au.